With some 10,000 baby boomers hitting retirement age every day, the problem of financial self-control, saving for the future, has become more and more pronounced. Our economics correspondent Paul Solman has been following the connection between saving and psychology for years. The death last week of its seminal researcher, Walter Mischel, triggers this retrospective. It's part of our Making Sense series, which airs here every Thursday.
How hard is it for you personally to save instead of spending your money right away on something you want?
You know, we are not born knowing all these things.
An interview conducted on Sesame Street itself a few years ago confirmed what many might have suspected, that Grover can no more delay gratification than many of his fellow Americans, who on average, according to the Federal Reserve, have less than $4,000 in savings, 57% of whom have less than $1,000 to their names.
Problem is,
but if you can maintain self-control, psychologist Walter Mischel told me,
you've got a much better chance of taking the future into account and likely to have better economic outcomes.
Mischel is known for an experiment he first ran at Stanford in 1960 with 4 to 6 year olds, and that you're probably familiar with, the marshmallow test, which I once ran on age-appropriate Grover.
I'll give you a marshmallow now, or if you wait a little while, I'll give you 2 marshmallows.
2 marshmallows?
Would it be hard to wait?
It would be very hard to wait, yes. I just looking at this marshmallow right now makes me want that marshmallow right now.
Leaving aside the dubious charms of the food stuff, the marshmallow test itself is actually among the most famous and replicated in the history of psychology.
There's a marshmallow. You can either wait, and I'll bring you back another one, so you can have 2, or you can eat it now.
Okay,
I'll be back.
Of the 600 preschoolers at Stanford on whom it was run, most wolfed down the little pillow of pleasure, but 1/3 delayed gratification long enough to get another.
You get 2!
Follow-up research found that the more temperate types had higher SAT scores as teens. And later, an ongoing study of 1,000 random New Zealanders from birth to their 30s yielded even stronger findings. Their self-control, or lack of it, almost perfectly predicted their future prosperity. Duke Professor Terry Moffat.
The children who are of very low self-control are in deep financial trouble by their 30s. Those who are very high self-control are doing really well. They're entrepreneurs. They've got retirement accounts. They own their own homes. And those who are average self-control are right in the middle.
One challenge to the marshmallow results has suggested that trust in the experimenter is the key to resisting temptation. But Mischel was more interested in teaching kids how to resist, and found that the successful self-deniers employed very simple strategies.
They transform an impossibly difficult situation into a relatively easy one by distracting themselves, by turning around.
By putting the marshmallow farther away.
Or I can do it by exploring my nasal cavities and my ear canals and toying with the product. The fancy word for it now is executive control. I'm able to use my prefrontal cortex, my cool brain, not my hot emotional system. I'm able to use my cool brain in order to have strategies that allow me to make this miserable, effortful waiting effortless and easy.
10 minutes!
Or effortful and hard.
10 minutes!
A question that's plagued this research is self-control hardwired.
I think some people find it much easier to exert control than others. But no matter whether one is reasonably good at this overall or reasonably bad at this overall, it can be enormously improved. But the idea that your child is doomed if she chooses not to wait for her marshmallows is really just a serious misinterpretation.
And that's why Mischel worked for years with the KIPP Charter School program to put his ideas into practice for those who he felt most needed them.
Clap twice. Put up your right hand. Put up your left hand. Put up your right hand.
The KIPP Infinity Middle School in New York City's Harlem, where in addition to the 3 R's, these predominantly poor fifth graders study character to maximize success in later life. Qualities like grit and gratitude, optimism and curiosity, zest and social intelligence, and one skill above all.
What is this talking about? Don't eat the marshmallow. Brittany in the back.
Self-control.
Okay, so we're talking about self-control.
In fact, they'd been talking about self-control since the first day of school.
Can someone share
when teacher Layla Bravo Willie gave all of her students the marshmallow test. Walter Mischel's other major collaboration was with the Sesame Street Workshop.
Get this feeling when me see a cookie on the plate. Me want to grab it, want to eat it, oh me no can wait.
On a series of videos starring their guru of gluttony to teach tiny tots how to delay gratification.
Me can take deep breaths, me can self-regulate, me wait.
So New Year's resolution.
We had one more question for Mischel, and it formed the basis of a New Year's resolution story we did a few years ago. How to apply marshmallow test strategies as adults.
So if I have a New Year's resolution to drink a little less than I do, what do I do?
What you need is a plan that says at the end of the day, 5 o'clock is the time that I am likely to have a drink.
Right.
Okay? I have to have a substitute activity at that time, so there will be an alternative, and it'll be very, very practiced. I mean, to give you an example from my own experience, a chocolate mousse is generally irresistible for me.
His self-control strategy?
I will order the fruit salad. And that's a specific rehearsed plan, so before the guy can tempt me with the mousse, I'm already ordering the fruit salad.
Walter Mischel died last week at age 88. But cliche though it is, his work lives on. This is economics correspondent Paul Salmon reporting for the PBS NewsHour.